Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Shamaya. How may I help you?
Yes, I don't know what this is for, and you charged my account $59.95. I want money back, but I don't know what this is for.
I have your zip code so that I can better assist you.
878259.
May I have your name?
Alita Duncan.
Okay. And may I have your shipping address?
18211 Balverde Road. That's B as in boy, U L, V as in Victor, E R, D as in David, E, Balverde Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78260 or 59.
So I'm showing that you have our mini pods as well as our smartwatch. These are luxury items. They're great for people on the go. Your watch is used to track your heart rate, your blood pressure, as well as your steps. I'm showing that your account is canceled, ma'am.
Canceled?
Yes, your account is canceled.
Well, I need my money back, $59.95.
Well, unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to process a refund for you, ma'am, but we did make sure that your account is canceled. You won't be billed or shipped any more products.
Well, you have another $6.95 that you took out of my account. I need my money back. I'm an elderly person. I can't afford to live on a fixed income. I can't afford to be taking out this much money out of my account.
So, ma'am, what you paid is $6.95 for it. That was for shipping and handling.
That's fine. I want my money back. I don't know
Yes,
what this is
ma'am.
for.
Unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to process a refund for you, ma'am.
Who can do this? I don't know what this is for. I live on a fixed income. I can't afford to have this
So, ma'am,
much
I did
money.
just advise you that it was for your mini pods and your smartwatch, but we did go ahead and get your account canceled.
What are those?
What was that, ma'am?
What is it for?
A watch and some headphones.
I didn't get nothing.
I'm showing that it was delivered to you on January the 22nd.
Well, I live alone. No one could have gotten it. I live in an apartment. You know, I don't know. I didn't get nothing.
And I'm also seeing that you did just call in, ma'am, and they got you transferred over to our fraud department. They got your account canceled.
All I got was music.
Because you have to wait on the line until someone answers, ma'am.
Okay. You can't get my money back.
Unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to process a refund for you, no, ma'am.
Who can do this?
We all have the protocol, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
We all have the same protocol.
I don't know what you mean by that. I'm sorry. I know this is not your problem, but I need to get my money back. I live on a fixed income. I can't afford this much money taken out of my account. I did not receive anything.
Yes, ma'am. So, unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to process a refund for you. I am showing that you did just call in, ma'am. And
yes,
they sent you, they transferred you over to our fraud department. Did you speak with
okay.
the fraud department?
No, I didn't speak to nobody. All I got was music.
Well, ma'am, you have to wait on the line until someone answers. When they get you transferred over, that means you have to wait on the line until another rep answers the phone, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, I'll wait.
Give me 1 second, ma'am.
Please. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just notating your account before I get you transferred back over to the fraud department.
Okay, thank you. How's the weather over there? Where are you at?
We're in California.
Oh, my goodness. We got up this morning.
Is it snowing?
Yes.
Yeah. I seen it all over social media that it was showing, and then I just looked up, and then I seen it was in Texas. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I seen on a video this morning that a lady actually, she was trying to come out her driveway, and she slid all the way down her driveway.
Well, it's new for this area, very new. Mm-hmm. I mean, we get cold in the winter, but snow is not something we are familiar with here.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over. I want to thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.